Senate, please come to order. Would members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 18 members present this morning.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. If members would stand. Our chaplain is the Reverend Dr. Robert D. Nicholson of Chapel by the Lake.
Let us pray. O thou in whose image we are each created, we pause to ask, in the brokenness of our world, your healing presence. In confusion and conflicts, a sense of your wisdom. In apathy, a compassion. In our hunger, bread. In our despair, hope. Knit us together as a working community. Clothe us with the gifts of your love and peace. And let us rejoice in the calling that is before us to lead the people of Alaska into the 21st century, following the one who was himself a pioneer of our faith. Amen.
Senator Lehman, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the legislative journal for the third legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent. The journal be approved as certified by the Secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified, or approved as certified. Do we have guests this morning for introduction? Senator Green.
Thank you, Madam President. It's a pleasure to introduce to many of you a person that you already know, Janie Weiniger, who was previously on my staff. She's a constituent and friend, and she is now the field rep for the state of Alaska for the NEA. If you would help me.
NEA.
NRA. just a minor glitch. Thank you very much. If you would help me greet my friend, Janie Weiniger,
Further introductions, Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, I have a very important visitor today with us, and it's important to me, too, because I now not only have 93 communities, I found out today that I have 94, and I didn't know that I had Falls Bay in my district. Ian Williams, who is a guest page today. He's from Falls Bay in Prince William Sound and comes from a large fishing family, is a senior at Mount Edgecombe, and he hopes to attend college next year at the Western Washington in Bellingham. Please help me welcome Ian Williams.
For the guest, Senator Elton.
Thank you, Madam President. Filing in behind me, in the gallery behind me, is a high school civics class, government class, and I think the teacher is Gary Leanhart. I don't have a list of names, so I'll spare myself the embarrassment of mispronouncing some of the names, but if the body could help me welcome Juno Douglas High School government class students.
Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning.
Messages from the House?
Message dated January 12th. The House has rescinded its action in adopting conference CS for Senate Bill Number 101, Second Conference Committee, an act related to disasters and to the Disaster Relief Fund. The Speaker appointed the following members to a third conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate: Representative Porter, Representative Mulder, Representative Berkowitz. Message dated January 13th. The House of Representatives respectfully invites the Senate to a joint session of the legislature at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, March 8th. The purpose of the joint session is to hear the state of the judiciary message from Chief Justice Warren Matthews.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask members consent that the Senate accept the House invitation to meet to hear the speech from the Chief Justice.
The motion is to join the House in joint session on the March 8th to hear the state of the judiciary message. Hearing no objection, we will be joining the House.
Those are all the messages from the House this morning.
Thank you. We have communications.
The following report is on file in the Office of the Secretary: State of Alaska Comprehensive Annual Fiscal Report, fiscal year ended June 30, 1999, from the Department of Administration, Division of Finance. The following budget and audit reports were received from Pat Davidson, Legislative Auditor, and are on file in the Office of the Secretary, the unabridged 1999 Annual Report of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, the condensed 1999 Annual Report of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, and the Department of Administrative Alaska Commission on Aging, September 17, 1999 Sunset Report.
The Sunset Report on the Alaska Commission on Aging, even though it was read across yesterday, I'm going to refer to the test committee because it is a Sunset Report.
Those are all the communications this morning.
Thank you. Do we have standing committee reports?
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill No. 162, an act relating to the rule against perpetuities, non-vested property interests, and powers of appointment, and providing for an effective date. Signing for calendar, Senator Tim Kelly, Senator Chair, Senator Lehman, Senators Pierce. Signing under other recommendations, Senators Ellis and Miller. Updated zero fiscal notice attached. The bill is on today's calendar. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no Senate resolutions for introduction.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill No. 190 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making and amending appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government for certain programs and to capitalize funds, making appropriations under Article 9, Section 17C, Constitution of the State of Alaska from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund and providing for an effective date. Governor's transmittal letter is attached.
Finance.
Senate Bill No. 191 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making appropriations for the operating and capital expenses of the state's Integrated Comprehensive Mental Health Program and providing for an effective date. Governor's transmittal letter and the Mental Health Trust recommendations from OMB are attached.
Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill No. 192 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making and amending capital appropriations and reappropriations and capitalizing funds and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Madam
President. Brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill No. 162, an act relating to the rule against perpetuities, non-vested property interests, and powers of appointment and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill and recommended a Judiciary Committee substitute, signing due pass, Senator Taylor, Chair, signing under no recommendation, Senators Ellis and Donnelly, zero fiscal note. The Rules Committee considered the bill, signing for placement on today's calendar, Senator Kelly, Chair, Senators Lehman and Pierce, under other recommendations, Senator Ellis and Miller. The bill is before us at this point. And I have a Judiciary Committee substitute.
Senator Taylor.
Thank you. I move and ask the members that the Judiciary Committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the Judiciary Committee substitute has been adopted.
CS for Senate Bill No. 162, Judiciary, an act relating to the rule against perpetuities, non-vested property interests, and powers of appointment, and providing for an effective date.
Senator Mackey.
Can we have a very brief case, please?
Senate will stand at 8. To order. We're in second reading on committee substitute Senate Bill 162, Judiciary. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 162, Judiciary, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we're in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill No. 162, Judiciary, an act relating to the rule against perpetuities, non-vested property interests, and powers of appointment, providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Senator Taylor.
Thank you. This is one of a series of bills that has passed through the legislature over the last several years in an attempt, and I might add a successful attempt, to make Alaska a better haven and more user-friendly for those people who wish to create trusts as both an estate planning document, but also for the benefit of their family. And we are seeing significant volumes of funds that have actually moved into this state and are available for reinvestment by the various banks and so on. And it has a great deal of potential for our future as far as the banking and trust industry is concerned. This legislation that you have before you today corrects a technical problem that was created when the Alaska Trust Act was passed. The Alaska Trust Act effectively repealed the rule against perpetuities. As a practical matter, this old common law rule prevented the continuation of any trust for longer than about 90 to 110 years. The Alaska Trust Act changed the common law rule to allow a trust to continue in perpetuity if the income or principal of the trust could be distributed in the discretion of the trustee to a person who was living when the trust was created. Well, that kind of makes it sound like it changed it, but put it back to the same way it was before, because the rule against perpetuity is always 90 years plus lives in being. So you'd name your youngest grandchild, and you'd hope the thing would last and not have to be terminated and end up coming back into the estates and then be taxed again by the federal government or others. And the biggest problem this created was that it did not allow a person to create a perpetual charitable trust. And as we've seen in the papers and other things, there are people within the state who wish to create charitable trusts for the university or charitable trusts for a hospital or for other purposes. A typical perpetual charitable lead trust would pay all the income to a charity for a term of 20 years, not to a person who was living when the trust was created, as is currently required by the law. In essence, by making this slight change within this law, it will allow people to set up what are called charitable or lead charitable trusts. At the end of the 20-year period, then the benefits of that trust would pour over to the beneficiaries of the creator of the trust. In other words, it would pour over to his grandkids or his great-grandkids or whatever. That's the reason that we have brought this piece before you today. There'll be another bill, I believe, coming up in the near future at the discretion of the chair, the rules chair, which will also do a bit more correcting on some of the problems that have been encountered in meshing our legislation so as to make it more user-friendly in Alaska. But this is one step towards that process.
Further debate? Are we ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute Senate Bill 162 Judiciary pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Would the secretary please lock the roll? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, please record the roll. Committee substitute Senate Bill 162 Judiciary has passed the Senate. The vote was 19 yeas and 0 nays. Senator Mackey, there's an effective date.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the bill be considered the roll call on the effective date class.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage for committee substitute Senate Bill 162 Judiciary will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Secretary, we have further business on the calendar.
Citations honoring Deborah Whitethorn, honoring Mary Donaldson, honoring Drs. John and Elizabeth Tower, honoring Tom Maher, in memoriam, Miriam Carlson.
Senator Mackey.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
And no objection, the citations are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Under unfinished business, House Bill 85, which has a short title, Teachers' Licenses, Discipline, and Ethics, came to the Senate from the House on the 13th of March of last year and was referred to the HES Committee. The identical Senate version, which had been introduced back in February of last year, had received a HES and then Judiciary referral. So at this time, I am adding a Judiciary referral to House Bill 85, which is at the moment still in HES and has not had a hearing. Further unfinished business. Are there announcements? Are there special orders? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I request the privilege of the floor to discuss our Agenda 2000.
Hearing no objection, Senator Ellis, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. I appreciate this opportunity to present to this body and to the public the Alaska Democratic Legislators' Jobs and Families Agenda 2000. We plan to be very aggressive in our approach to the work before us this session, but to keep a very civil tone and attitude in our dealings with our colleagues in both bodies in pushing what we think is a very positive and visionary democratic agenda to take us into the new year and the new century. I'll just enumerate these very quickly. Improve public education. Address school construction and deferred maintenance. Resolve subsistence. Work toward a balanced budget, improve child care, child protection, and strengthen families, adequately fund safe water sanitation projects and power cost equalization, protect Alaskans' privacy, develop an Alaska.com economy, build a gas pipeline, harness the University of Alaska to develop Alaska's full potential, heal the urban-rural divide, and rebuild public trust through an open public process. And Madam President, to echo some comments that I made yesterday, we again as a Democratic caucus call on the majority in a very respectful manner, but a very firm manner, to please reconsider your commitment to Alaska and the omission of subsistence as a priority issue for us this session. We believe that's an important burden of leadership on all of us to give it another shot and to regain that precious statehood right. We're looking to find common ground on these issues, whether it be supporting education in the rural school construction and maintenance or schools all over the state. That's just one issue where we hope to find common ground and make this a productive legislative session.
Senator Donnelly, were you seeking the floor?
I wanted to go back up the calendar to unfinished business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Donnelly.
I'd move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate for personal business on Friday, the 14th of January.
Hearing no objection, Senator Donnelly will be excused tomorrow from the call of the Senate. Senator Lincoln.
Madam President, the same motion to be excused January 28th and February 1st and 2nd on state business.
Hearing no objection, Senator Lincoln will be excused January 28th, which is a Friday, February 1st and 2nd? What about January 31st? No? Okay. Then February 1st and 2nd will be excused on state business. Is that correct, Senator Lincoln? Okay. Further unfinished business? Senator Ward?
No, under special orders.
Senator Ward, do you have to make your motion?
Yes, I'd like to request permission to speak on common ground.
Hearing no objections, Senator Ward, you have the floor.
Thank you. I believe that this body should look for common ground. However, I think that some people, at least in the opinion of not the people in this body, but there are several facets that do need to be addressed this legislative session. One of those is what happened on September the 14th. September the 14th, there was a vote of the people, and they said to this body and to the other body and to the governor, go back and revisit exactly what your long-term plans are. Don't touch the permanent fund. Now, that's a combination of things, and they need to be looked at. Yes, there are a lot of special programs out there, and there are a lot of needy programs. But 84% of the people said, get your house in order. Quit trying to just think of ways to spend more money. That's our money. Kind of keep your hands off of it and take a good hard look at it. I've heard people in this body and other body that said they don't understand what no means. Well, I guarantee you that 84% of the people understand what no means, and I would hope that this body and the other body would understand it. Apparently from the governor's speech last night, he certainly doesn't have a clue. And I'll tell you right now that the people in my district, they want to have a hard look at it. Instead of having where we have an administration that reaches in and plucks out essential services and keeps the bureaucracy growing, we need to take a look at this and we need to get a handle onto it. Subsistence. I introduced a piece of legislation yesterday. Not trying to highlight it, but it does present a problem. There's urban natives that don't have the right under the federal law to subsistence. This is wrong. All Alaskans should have the right to subsistence. It's a God-given right, and it needs to be addressed. But for people in this government to point the finger and say that there's something wrong when we have a chief executive officer that could have resolved this, when he himself, for political reasons, ordered his attorney general to drop the Babbitt suit that would have resolved this matter, plus they're making the divide between the corporate elite and the citizens of Alaska and dividing people, that's where the problem is. And I call upon this governor to order his attorney general to find some way to go back and sue Bruce Babbitt, get it before the court, so we can have a final resolve on this matter. So when we hear the rhetoric of people, let's understand exactly what it is. Yes, Smart Start, rural schools, power cost equalization, municipal assistance, these are all very important things. The voters of Alaska said prioritize. That doesn't mean add 2% on to what we did last year. It means prioritize. That's hard decisions. Those are decisions we were elected to make. I stand ready to make those. So let's look through the rhetoric and let's do exactly what the people that hired us to do are. They will get new people to do it. Thank you, Madam President.
For the special orders, Senator Elton.
Thanks, Madam President. Permission of the floor to speak about understanding messages.
Hearing no objection, Senator Elton.
Madam President, I'm going to start with a story that, well, I mean, one of the advantages that we have is we get to meet a lot of interesting people. I spent a little bit of time with the fisheries minister in British Columbia who told this story. Talked about one of his neighbors who was out gardening in the front yard and watched another neighbor come out of the front door, go to the mailbox, open the mailbox, slam the mailbox shut, walk back into the house. 15 minutes later, the guy comes back out the door. Opens the mailbox, slams the mailbox shut, kicks the mailbox post, walks back into the house. 15 minutes later, he comes back out. He opens the mailbox, slams the mailbox shut, and starts cursing. And the gardener said, Joe, what's the problem? And the guy said, well, my computer keeps saying I've got mail. And the moral of the story is, you can get a message, but sometimes you've got to spend a little bit of time understanding what the message means. I mean, I applaud the governor for telling us what his vision is and what his priorities are, and I look forward to a process this session that's an open public process that takes his message and some of the other diverse messages that we're hearing on the floor today to the public so that we can integrate them and make a good decision before we leave here this spring. Thanks, Madam President.
Under special orders?
Senator Lincoln, special order?
Under special orders, Madam President, I'd like permission to speak about our future.
Hearing no objection, Senator Lincoln, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam President. I was going to speak much on what others have said here today, knowing that there would be some talk about the governor's speech last night on this floor. And I guess one of the things that has hit me the most, as has been mentioned here on the floor today, is that vote, the 84%. 84% of Alaskans who came out to vote voted no for the use of the permanent fund. But what has puzzled me more is after that vote, we as leaders throughout the state of Alaska have said, what does that vote mean? I think we need to interpret the no vote. And that was really clear to me when folks said, and as I talked with individuals across the state, that they were saying that they did not want to use the permanent fund. They did not want to have their check lessened. But I never, never heard people say, but we want the state to reduce their spending. I didn't hear that. What I did hear, and I haven't seen on the majority's list, is a long-range plan, a financial plan, and we had that. We had a long-range financial plan, a commission that was established. We had recommendations that was given, and we never addressed those. And we did somewhat address the deferred maintenance, which is, I don't know, somewhere about $1 billion across the state, but we really haven't paid a lot of attention to that either, other than to say that we have $1 billion in unmet needs out there or deferred maintenance. What we need and what the people wanted was, what is the plan? We talk about spending on this or spending less on this, but what's our overall vision for this state? And I haven't seen that come out of the majority. What I did hear from the governor and was so pleased is he laid out a vision, a plan for our future generations coming up. He talked about the healthy families. He talked about the education, the need to have more money put in for from Head Start through the university level, and how you arrive at that, and how we need to have more income coming into the state. It's not just a matter of spending what we have, but how do we grow our income into the state? What do we do for economic development? And that being a part of the Democrats' charge of having a healthy economy for our state and building on that, that is a commitment. I don't see, as some have said, that the governor's speech is a bankruptcy for the future of our children. I don't see that at all. I see that as a vision for having our children have a healthier start, having our children make this state a great state to live in with the efforts that we would put there. And I hope that we as 20 senators here represent the whole state and not just the district that we represent or not just those that vote for us, that we should be looking out for all people of the state of Alaska, all of our children. Certainly the youth that are here today, none of those are, I would suspect, none of them are voters. And yet those are the very future that we should be looking out for and talking to and getting their ideas, because they will, and they are the most important resource that we have. Our commitment has to be to a healthy Alaska for all Alaskans, regardless of where we live, regardless of who we represent. It has to be a long-term, long-range vision that we have, and not just today. And I think that the governor laid out a plan that is workable, doable, that looks at Alaska in the future in 50 years, and a future that is bright. I hope that we can work together to achieve that and not say we're going to ignore one plan versus the other, but look at all ideas and come up with something that we can look to for the future of our young people here in Alaska.
Further special orders?
Under unfinished business.
Hearing no objection, we're back under unfinished business. Senator?
I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused on state business on February 1st and 2nd.
Hearing no objection, Senator Halford will be excused on February 1st and 2nd for state business. Senate, please stand at ease. Senator Mackey. Will the Senate please come back to order? We're under unfinished business. Senator Mackey?
Under announcements, Madam President.
Under announcements?
I'd like to announce a majority caucus at noon in the Butcherich Room, which would allow people to grab some lunch if you choose. It should be a brief caucus, but we'd like everybody to be on time.
Further announcements? Senate will stand at ease.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m. tomorrow, which is Friday.